Good morning.
Let's get right to it. What do you got for us this weekend, Meredith?
We actually have a lot going on, but I do have to prepare you. All events are subject to change, especially with the governor's announcement yesterday. I'm not sure if that affects anything, but that is 2020 for you. This Saturday, Kenosha Public Market begins its first indoor season. It's moving to Lakefront Dugout, which is at 620 59th Street in downtown Kenosha. And it's just 7 blocks from where its outdoor location has been. And there's over 7,000 square feet of open indoor space, ample nearby parking, including handicapped accessible parking on site. And the building is also handicapped accessible. And it will operate on Saturdays through April 24th. They are taking 2 days off in December and also adding 2 Sundays in December for a holiday market. And the hours will vary as well, but right now the hours are 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can still shop their online store as well. And then the Kenosha Symphony Orchestra is back with a new season. Of course, their 80th season was abruptly cut short due to COVID-19, but they hope to start again this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. It will be a smaller orchestra in a smaller setting. They will be at Kemper Center's Simmons Auditorium, and there will be 14 musicians socially distanced on the stage, and musicians and the audience alike will be masked up. And then Sunday, the annual Winter Jury Show opens at Anderson Arts Center. It will go through January 10th. They're open Tuesdays through Sundays, 1 to 4 p.m. More than 80 artists from throughout Wisconsin and Illinois entered over 160 submissions and a variety of media and methods. And very exciting, for the first time, there's also going to be an exhibit in the newly created Lakefront Studios Gallery space. And this is in the Kemper Center part above Simmons Auditorium, which were once the dorm rooms for the students at Kemper Hall. So cool to get back in those rooms. And admission is free, donations appreciated. There's not going to be an opening reception due to COVID-19. But for me, this show always signifies it's almost time for Christmas at Kemper. And I've received word that that will be taking place this year. So
awesome.
That's good. Yes, and then Sunday, the last Wilmot Flea Market of the year at the Kenosha County Fairgrounds. And then tomorrow through Saturday is the Jack Andrea annual tent sale. And then, of course, Jerry Smith Produce and Pumpkin Farm is open with lots of family activities.
Lots of good
That's
stuff.
What we have going on. Yeah,
yes,
a lot.
Yes, indeed. Now, Meredith, folks should monitor these events because of the governor's order and COVID protocols, but they can go to their website, your website, for more information on stuff.
That is right. Visit Kenosha.com, and we list phone numbers and websites and Facebook pages for these events, so get all your info right there.
And take lots of photos, too. It could be a payoff.
That is right. You can enter our Picture Your Kenosha Photo Contest and win dinner for two at a local restaurant.
She is Meredith Jamisco, Ambassador of Fun from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meredith, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.